This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Currently running at Heartland Theater in Normal is the drama Photograph 51 by Anna Ziegler. The play is a portrait of Dr. Rosalind Franklin, a fascinating scientist who was involved in one of the major scientific breakthroughs of the 20th century. Yet she's not as well known as many of her contemporaries. Don Lacasse, director of Photograph 51, explains.
She was very instrumental in the discovery of the structure of DNA.
So she helped to unravel the double helix, so to
speak. That's right. It was her crystallography work that really revealed the structure. But there was a lot of competition going on. James Watson and Francis Crick used some of her information to finally come up with their model. And James Watson, in his book, The Double Helix, hardly mentions her at all.
Why?
And, well, who knows? He's a misogynist, I think.
Okay.
Lack of a better word. And both Francis Crick and Morris Wilkins wrote responses to the book where they said, no, this is not how it went. And they brought up Rosalind Franklin and all the work that she did. She also died quite young, about 37 years old, when they got around to awarding Nobel Prizes. Crick and Watson got it, as well as the one she worked with, Morris Wilkins.
But she didn't.
She didn't, but she was also dead at that time and only live.
So they don't do posthumous.
No, they don't. But many felt that she certainly deserved it.
So what is being explored in this play?
Certainly a number of things. Obviously the role of women, both in science and society. And the story of the discovery of the double helix, which is really fascinating. However, let me warn that you don't need to have a great science background in order to understand the play. Because as with a lot of Ziegler's work, science becomes a backdrop to really what is a play about relationships and the complications and the inability to change things that we do. Rosalind Franklin was not an easy person to get along with. There certainly is no doubt about that. And as the playwright says, Franklin never did think of herself as a victim. In fact, but after the discovery, she actually remained in contact with both Crick and Watson.
Don, why is it important to do this play right now?
Well, certainly I think the attacks on science that are going on, and certainly the never-ending problems for women in professional areas, it's still to a certain degree in science. We have a science advisor, and she was talking about when she went through school, she faced many of the same things, and that would have been a while ago, but still facing those problems.
So tell me about your cast.
Well, Christy Zimmerman, who apparently is a local. I didn't know Christy until really auditions. She recently did Blanche in Streetcar Named Desire. She's really a very fine actress. Chris Turvin is playing her partner, Morris Wilkins. John Bowen plays the role of James Watson. John Poling gives us a fine representation of Francis Crick. Nick Benson is playing Ray Goslin, who was a graduate assistant to Wilkins and then became the graduate assistant to Franklin when she got to King's College. And then finally we have an ISU senior, Michael Farka, who is doing Dan Cooper, who is a young PhD out of Yale. Michael also appeared in the Streetcar production as
Stanley?
Stanley, yes.
Yes.
Fine young actor.
You're going to have a panel discussion coming up on the 22nd, after the matinee on that day,
yes,
with Dr. Cynthia Moore. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. Dr. Moore is our science advisor. She will be talking certainly about some of her own experiences as a female scientist. I think people will find that a very fascinating talk, and she'll also discuss, I think, aspects of the play to put it in more of a historical perspective. Again, it's you don't have to know a lot of science. Science is only just part of it. It provides the background. It's also not, like many playwrights, it's not a history play in that, like any playwright, she's going to bend events and change events to fit her purpose. So it isn't always as accurate, perhaps, as it may be, but it does give us, I think, some insight into Rosalind Franklin.
That's Don Lacasse, director of Photograph 51, running now through April 22nd at Heartland Theater in Normal. I'm Laura Kennedy.